Good evening, everyone. This is the 22nd day of June, 2022. This is your Creator Call that we do here each and every other week on Wednesdays. I'm Tom, your host, and we have our co-host here, and we have Lois with us here. And Lois, pardon? Anyway, we will get started here as we like to with our grounding exercise. And perhaps the first thing would be to take a few swallows of water to get yourself in a ready mode here. And I'm going to ask Lois to guide us to our grounding exercise.
What we will do first is a correction for a reversal. And this is something that if you're ever feeling off, that you would benefit from doing. What you will do is take your right elbow and either go toward or touch your left knee. Then take your left elbow and go toward or touch your right knee. And we'll do each of those two more times. So right to left, left to right, right to left, and left to right. And that is the correction for a reversal. What we will be doing next is a grounding and heart-centering procedure. This is not something you should be doing if you are driving, operating any equipment. You should be in a quiet environment. No TV, no radio, no pets around. Just be in a quiet environment, either sitting or lying down. And you will have your eyes closed for this process. Go ahead and take a few more sips of water. And with your eyes closed, take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart, and exhale softly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart, and exhale softly through tight lips. This time, take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love down your legs to Mother Earth, along with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness, and accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you, and feeling that come all the way up into your heart. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And this time as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. And take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. Let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. And Tom, I will turn the call back to you.
Okay, I'm getting a little static on my end, so I'm going to dial back in. So it took me about a minute. Could you entertain the folks and tell them?
Did that happen before I dialed in? Because I'm hearing it too.
Yeah, I don't know if it's coming through my line to you or. Well, let me at least do my part and dial back in, and we'll see.
Otherwise, I can try dialing back in.
All right. We'll put you on pause here for a moment, guys. We'll be right back.
Okay. We do want to make sure we have a line that isn't disruptive to all of you in listening to the call tonight. So that's why we're trying to get rid of that clicking or static noise. And as a reminder for those of you who were not present or have not listened to the Creator's Healing Call from a few weeks ago, I would strongly encourage you to do that, and not just to listen, but to engage in the call. Because that is a very important call, as when you listen and participate and engage in it, the end result is that you will be permanently grounded, and that will help you dramatically. So for those of you who have not listened and engaged in the call or were not on the live call and able to do that, I do encourage you to go ahead and listen and engage in that Creator Healing Call.
I am back. Okay, so far no static, so that's good news. And they may have missed the first part of your chat there, but those on the international line, we were talking about the call a couple weeks back, Creator's Healing Call. And it must be done when you're in a receptive mode, if you're listening to the recording. If you've already done it once, you're good for the rest of your life. If you were in live mode or listen to the recording, but some people are distracted during the call, and so that may not have been a very conducive environment, so find a quiet time and do it then, and you'll be all set. All right, well, thank you. Creator has joined us and is going to be providing certain gifts for all of us tonight. And this being recorded, if those of you who missed the call want to, of course you'll be hearing this on the recording, you will receive those gifts as well, similar to what we were just talking about on the Creator Healing call. Sometimes these things can be done on a recording and sometimes not, such as last night. You needed to be there in person to receive Creator's blessings. Tonight is a little different. And Creator will be doing this, I would say, like in the pretty much in the background would be a way to provide an explanation here while we chat, okay? So we're going to bring you up to date on a few things. Some will be review, some may be new. And Creator will find the moments where it'll be appropriate to provide the energy on this recording as well as those present here in live mode. So welcome, Creator. We are truly honored by your presence. And thank you in advance for whatever upcoming benefits are to be bestowed to our guests. There's some changes afoot on the planet, as you may be observing through Earth News or other means. We're seeing, for example, the banning now of the trans men pretending to be women in sports. And a couple have stepped up and eliminated that. Swimming was one, I think rugby was another, and I'm sure more will come. There is simply a difference between men and women, and it's not who you pretend to be, it's who you are, who you were born to be. Now, we sometimes don't like our genders or don't like something about our bodies, and so be it. No one has the perfect body or the perfect life. This life is riddled with duality, is it not? Darkness and light together, challenges. To learn from, to overcome them, and one may be some type of an abuse in the early days, which maybe was what triggered your confusion about your gender, or understand the Mayan calendar. The first half of it was female-dominated, matriarch, up until the time of Moses. In other words, the woman was the head of the family, made the rules and kept things moving forward. And in that period, it was very quiet. We didn't have wars and so forth. Not that it was perfect, but it was much more calm. At the time of Moses was the introduction of the male dominating the planet, the family, and so forth. And we have seen what testosterone can do when it is not balanced by the feminine. And we've seen all kinds of corruption, wars, and so forth. And we can blame it on the male, can't we? Many of us did. Well, it's just, you know, rape, pillage, whatever it is, power, control. But we see women also in those modes as well. But it isn't the male that has been the problem. It is, of course, duality that has infused itself in men and women alike, everyone, manipulating, bringing havoc wherever it can. But fast forward now to a few years ago, on the Mayan calendar, as it had come to its conclusion, returning was the sacred feminine to balance the sacred male. So here we had, for all our lives, and in recorded history, we have a male-dominated history, do we not? And those were the roles that we have kind of found ourselves following. And then comes along this new energy is feminine energy that affects men and women, the sacred feminine, and everyone feels it. Well, what do you suppose that would do to a male who has been dominated by historical male roles, suddenly has these feminine feelings? Start to understand now this gender confusion. One of the, in fact, maybe the main reason why in the last decade or so we have seen men wanting to be or feeling those feminine energies and confused, trying to express themselves in those manners. These are new feelings for men. On the other hand, women who have been, let's say, suppressed during the male domination time, are coming forward now and feeling their oats, so to speak, and taking on male roles. In a man, and in women both, there's an 80-20 hormone balance. It's testosterone and estrogen. But the 80% for men would be testosterone, and the flip side of that would be estrogen. But women also have about 20% testosterone. So each has some elements of male and female, and now that they have come together, but they've been strange. They've been apart for so long that it confuses the heck, especially for the men. And so we see the transgender and the all the crazy stuff that's going on, and so that's a big part, and nobody has figured this out yet, of course, in the media, but you have, and now you have an understanding what's going on. So as we kind of settle in now to this balance and awaken further by removing more and more of the darkness that has permeated humanity, will come to balance and understand these are normal feelings. Yes, men can cry and women can lead in business or what have you, and it's perfectly fine. But they also have to do and will be coming to understand that they're different. And you don't try to change yourself, you adapt to your new feelings. Men are still men, women are still women. You're XX if you're a female, and XY if you're a guy. It's that simple. There's nothing else. Everything else we could call a mental disorder or influence of darkness, which is really the root of it. Manipulating and playing in on those new energies and confusing the heck out of people. Not just in their sexuality, but in their everyday lives, interacting with people and so forth. The darkness has infused itself in everyone, no exceptions. You don't see it, you don't feel it, but you express it. You think it's just you, well, that's just the way I am, or the way they are, you know, and that's just, you know, blah, 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 and I can't get along, and, you know, and that's where the origins of all evil or darkness or fighting or wars originates. There are no bad people. There are people infused with darkness. Remove the darkness and you bring balance back and you have honorable people who would never do harm. So we judge and have all our lives judged others, those who've hurt you in the family, in the workplace, schools, governments, agencies. We've all been through the ringer. And then we have unexplainable things that just happen, accidents, we call them. There are no accidents. Those are all manipulated in one way or another by dark elements. There are countless numbers of types of darkness. As I was describing the other night, we literally wrote the book on the esoteric realm, which is the home for the darkness. The etheric realm is the home for light. And the two are both exist. But it's been the goal here for ours, particularly in the last 6 years, to clean up the darkness. End it. It's had its time. Now it's time to go. But it's also had its way for 13,000 years and dominated everything. So it's not going willingly right to the very end. It's pushing back, fighting, wanting to control. In fact, they control the game of duality right from the beginning. It was set up that there was one race, two genders. Let the games begin. The rules that were established were the dark could not invade a person unless that person invited them to play. Okay, you could dabble in the dark if you wanted or not. That was how the original rules were set up. But dark being what it does and what it is, cheats. Surprise, surprise. So it set up a new set of rules and overlaid all of this paradigm with its own rules. Basically, they rule everything. And they'll attack you anytime they want. Permission, no permission, they don't care. All they need is an opening. You stub your toe on the bedpost, that's a trauma. Small one, perhaps. At the time, it seemed big. Or you have this or that happen, all right? So the more influence the dark has had, the more dynamic the interactions are when you're having a session with somebody. So they invade you when you have an incident of any sort. And they stick around in your body, in, on, around, within, attached, embedded, infused, lots of different ways, remotely. And they're there forever. They own you. So they think. And they're the root of all disease. They invade the pancreas, you're going to have diabetic problems or blood sugar problems. And there's always an emotion related. Your lower organs are usually your anger organs. Your liver, kidneys, spleen, pancreas, for example. These are your anger organs. And when you're angry and you're invaded by darkness, that's where they'll go. And they'll sustain themselves there, causing over time what we call as dis-ease. It'll manifest in any number of hundreds of different ailments that we've come to name, but really disease comes down to one thing, an invasion of darkness, dark elements, in many, many forms. So we hear, well, you got diabetes, you got cancer, you got blood sugar problems, you got high blood pressure, low blood pressure, and on it goes. Arthritis, right? Seems like every day they come up with some new name for a disease, and of course the drug industry, being heavily influenced by darkness, has done what? Capitalized on it, that's what darkness would do, and put out a poison pill, that's what prescriptions are, they're non-natural, so they must be a poison. Now, they won't kill you instantly in most cases. They'll do it over time, but it's It's a slow death. There are natural remedies that could be used. We can find those at herb shops, vitamin stores. But they can't make the tons of money they can by prescriptions. The drug industry is very profitable and has set up the FDA for its benefit. Thank you, Mr. Rockefeller. And funded the whole industry and the medical society, and that's how we came to be. So there are drug dispensers, or do surgery, which again is an invasive thing, or radiate you in some manner. Very aggressive, attacking the body rather than allowing the body to heal or supporting it. Homeopathy, or that region, is about supporting the body so it can return to health. But you can't just do it with herbs and vitamins, can we? They help. They're essential. But if you haven't removed the real reason, the darkness, it'll just return again and again, and you'll be fighting it all your life. So Creator's plan is to remove all darkness that exists. But once, you know, the darkness was out of the bag, it wasn't just, you know, one cat out of the bag, so to speak. But centillions of centillions, and they just propagated themselves, and they've been enormously infiltrating everything you can think of. And they don't stop just at humans or animals. They also infest themselves in electronics. They love electricity because they can get juice from it, power. Okay, and they'll mess with your computers, any electronic gadgets. They can even block things like plumbing in a house, or they can block people from seeing things in a moment, precipitating an accident is an example. And we're so busy blaming this, blaming that, we never see the real puppeteer up above that's manipulating all of this. And that's darkness in its many forms. So we get, you know, lawsuits, and we get governments that are fake. They turn corporate. Ours has been up until, well, the day of the fake Biden administration, the corporate U.S. was dissolved. That left the original form, the sovereign, and Trump, having been holding both titles, now continues on as the sovereign president. But we have no administration. They've all been removed. And I said incorrectly the other day, on January 6th, it was about the following the 20th inauguration that the arrests were made of the whole administration, plus all senators and congressmen, and even the Supreme Court. They were tried in a tribunal by the military. Why is that? Why the military? Because since the Civil War in Lincoln's time, he declared martial law. Made sense. Then he was killed, and no one ever took us out of martial law. So we have still been in martial law, meaning the military is running the operation. Granted, behind the scenes, not making a big fuss of it, but rightly so, they are still in control. And so properly, they did a military tribunal for all the players, the Pelosi's, the Hillary's, and so forth, Kamala's, Biden, you know, all those folks in Congress and Senate, the vast, vast majority have been found guilty of crimes against humanity of one type or another. A few, like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, for example, Jim Jordan and others, are clean. Well, they were given a non-disclosure to sign, saying they would not speak of what had happened and continue on as if there was truly a Biden administration and we were still running a country as before. And there would be a time when this would be revealed in its proper way in time. And Trump, even though he's now in Florida, is still operating on a world scale as our sovereign president. And the key people who need to know that, particularly the militaries of the world, are well aware. And little by little, I think one of the states recently said, yeah, we have to overturn our decision. It was one of the swing states. Maybe it was Texas, or I don't know which one. We're going to overturn our ruling and give our votes to Trump. And other states are moving in that direction. One state said, well, we can't do it because the law says we can't. Once we make a decision, that's it. Change the law. So you can. You know, there's always simple solutions to everything. So little by little, these will be returned. The truth will be returned. And even places like France, where Macron supposedly won his election, he cheated. He lost, but again, with the same kind of manipulation, then that'll be discovered. He'll be gone. And Le Pen will take that role. Interesting, their electors, I forget what they call them in France, but they, like the senators and congresspeople and such, the Le Pen party won handily. So it tells you that when there is no faking of the elections, the truth is coming out in many, many ways. We're seeing the same thing with here in the States, people going to their school boards and say, hey, we don't want these guys dressed up as women here on story time and wearing some crazy costumes, influencing our children. And furthermore, we don't want any gender support, teaching our kids that they can be anything they want and all about hormone blockers and all this kind of thing. That doesn't belong in school. But see, the dark back in the 60s took over the education system on a national basis. So that put one force in control of all our education. And over the years, over the decades, more and more things have crept into the agenda. Well, we can't do this to salute to the flag, right? We can't do the Pledge of Allegiance. That'd be terrible. Can't pray in school. Oh, wait a minute. If you're Muslim, that's okay. So where are these things coming from? And we look to a person to blame, don't we? But it isn't. It's the darkness infused in these people, manipulating them to destroy our school, our education system, our families. Men who grow up without a father are very prone to violence and are heavily recruited by groups who specialize in that sort of thing. If you, as has happened in Africa, if you kill the bull elephant for their tusks, as has happened, sadly, for quite a long time, and you take away the male figure, the young elephants become very unruly. Normally, they're very passive and calm. But without that father figure, they were doing violent things, which you'd never see elephants doing. So the father figure is very important and missing in so many families today. I see Japan just ruled that same-sex marriage is now banned. So there's a what called a bounce back, a flashback, a resistance to what has been going, the trend. In other words, as more people are becoming awake, they're saying enough. We're seeing signs of that everywhere. Maybe not fast enough for a lot of us, but it is happening. So as more layers and layers of darkness are being removed, we're seeing the effects of that. We see CNN's ratings going collapsing. Some would say the Communist News Network or whatever, you know, favorite name you had, but heavily dominated by darkness and a very left agenda. And the people are just turning it off, no more. I'm surprised they're still surviving. I think they had gotten some outside revenues a while back to keep them alive, but Mark Dice comments, he his little laptop in his kitchen outranks by hits and views many of the CNN superstars, as they like to call themselves, or whatever. So ultimately, the people will make the decision for the future of our world, our planet. We're seeing the legal system, of course. This Constitution of ours was built under common law. And the courts are to be common law courts. But if you go into one, you will find they're not. Or they'll even flat out, you bring up Constitution, they'll flat out say, we don't do that here. Which makes them an illegal court. But more than that, they don't even deal with live persons. They only deal with dead things, like your straw man, your capitalized name at your birth. You were pronounced dead, actually, at your birth, and your straw man continues in place of you. So from the dark, influenced, corporatized country, and other countries do similar things. You don't even exist. You show up, you say, I'm John Jones, whatever, and okay. Then you pay the fine. If you are here to represent this dead essence, then pay the fine. Or go to jail, or whatever is the verdict. Totally illegal. Immoral. We found that out as we were pursuing as a club to get our processes paid. The courts are totally corrupt. You can't find justice there. Politicians are corrupted, with a few exceptions, and you can't get justice there. And the financial system is totally corrupted. Anybody gets close to the golden goose is either run out of business, in prison, or killed. And all three of those were thrown at us here, myself personally. So I've had some first-hand experience, as you have. You've had bankruptcies, you've had foreclosures, repossessions. In greater understanding their plight over the many years of awakening and learning how the system works and why You can't just use just this to get your rewards or change things because there's corruption at every level. And granted, that will be dissipating as light replaces darkness. However, Creator, a year ago, said, here's some processes to offer to members, or anyone, really. The wellness processes, 6 of them. And then about a month or so later, the elite program, I was nudged to bring them forward, and then those who came through that healing process would be gifted in certain ways. And that, more of that is yet to come, of course. But we already seen some of the gifts coming in. But darkness is doing its very best to stop and block everything that is being done. So more layers and more layers of darkness are being dissipated. And gifts are being provided to those who come forth on calls such as this, or on the elite calls. And the one some weeks ago puts you into a grounding mode, into your heart space, and removes away the blockers and disruptors that were keeping you from accepting Creator's healing. And once you've gone through that process, in live mode or in taped form, you are there solid forever. And that's key. You make better decisions when you're grounded and in your heart. You have greater access to your, we'll call it critical thinking. So as you remove more and more layers of your own darkness, you are and have greater access to Creator, particularly if you've done that grounding exercise or the Creator's gift. That keeps you grounded, and it also opens the door to allow Creator's light to heal you. 24/7. Lois and I started on our journey about 6 years ago, working together. And since then, we put together, well, I keep a word file here, and so far this is about 80% of what we do, but it gives you a pretty good idea. We're up to 1,942 pages. And that's 402,000 plus words. And those are cryptic. I mean, that's very condensed what we do. So that's gives you kind of a perspective of how much there was to do, and we're still not quite done yet, are we? We're getting close. Really close. But the dark have their little tricks. They have things hidden, invisible, ways to stop us or stop whoever, however. Kind of envision the paradigm in a big sphere and Creator being on the outside. There were 199 paradigms before this one, and Creator was integral, of course, in every aspect of all the others. You had a 24/7 communication with Creator anytime you wished. But when the dark took over this paradigm, they basically put a dark shell, if you will, around the paradigm and excluded Creator's ability to connect directly to you and downgraded humanity. As I said, we started off as one race. The dark ones created multiple races. that we see today all over the planet. The more diversity, the greater the possibility of conflict. That's the whole point of darkness, to agitate things, to create conflicts. Now, when we evolve out of this, we will return to a one-race society. There's a whole new paradigm waiting for us. And there'll never be darkness ever again. So this is a one-time thing that you came to be part of, having no idea how tough it would be. It has its wonderful moments too. Light exists, and darkness is there to undo as much as it can of light. But through perseverance and cleansing, we all will progress and are progressing toward the total resolution. That means your bodies will heal, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. All of these have been compromised. As we ascend into our new world, we will have youthful, vibrant bodies that really require no sustenance other than light. We live on Creator's light. There may be an interim step in here where we'll be kind of a midpoint between those two, between our carbon bodies and our light bodies. And there have been many plans that have been proposed over the last many years. But as we discover, go deeper and deeper and discover more darkness and what it takes to remove it, we find that they had plans to halt, hinder, stop a lot of these plans. So they had to be cleansed, and so the plans have adopted and changed along the way. So what that final version will look like, we'll find out when the last of the darkness is gone, or at least the vast, vast majority of it. And not all will be transitioning to that mode. We've already seen the extraction of the 1%, roughly 70 million on the planet, the dark, have been removed because they were totally unacceptable or unaccepting of light in any way. They would not accept it, so there was no possibility of their transitioning back to light. So they were extinguished. We talked about the arrests and the trials back on January 20th, right after it. And they went to prison. They were there about a year. And then Creator, not just them, that's a small little speck of the 70 million, but Creator, over a two-week period, extracted all who were dark, including all those who were imprisoned. And others in prison, those not in prison. Folks like the governor in California, Newsom, dark. The Gallup in Michigan, for example, in New York, governor and the mayor. Now gone. You don't hear about them anymore because they don't exist. The Queen of England gone, and her family, and much of that, all the dark ones, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the warlords of the world, the drug dealers, and so on and so forth. All those who were totally immersed in darkness, and there was no way out for them. They've been extinguished. A lot of them we still see, like Obama. Oh, he's there. You know, no, he's gone. Hillary, gone. Pelosi, gone. And so on. Well, this thing for the Queen, well, they're going to fake a parade for her, and we'll just create a hologram. There we go. We'll just create a hologram and have her waving to the crowd as she rolls by. So they're finding all kinds of clever ways to end up in Trudeau, another one up in Canada, gone. Oh, he's got COVID, or he's got this, and, you know, they find little different ways to explain why we haven't seen him. Or if you do, like a Biden, it'll be a computer-generated video, dynamic animation, so lifelike you could not, by the human eye, distinguish, is that a real broadcast, or is that simply computer-generated? And it is computer-generated. The whole inauguration is State of the Union. Very elaborate, but that whole thing was all computer-generated. Not a human being was present. You saw Kamala and Pelosi and Biden, and you're thinking, oh, wow, you know, there they are. Nope. All be dead. So the computer world is very much more advanced than we've been led to believe. We see it in, you know, the superstar movies where people do these incredible stunts, and those are computer generated, but this has taken it to a new level. And their voice can be emulated exactly to match their body and expressions. So they just type a script and they'll perform it. So we got the whole world fooled, other than a tiny speck here at our club who have been provided truth. So we've been conned in many ways in the life, all our life. I've said often about 95% of everything you've been taught from the time you were born till now just isn't true. And we want to go back and, you know, say, well, I learned this in school, or I learned this from my mom, I learned this from my dad, and I trust these people, or I learned it from the media or this textbook or wherever. Well, who wrote the book? Or rewrote it? Who rewrote the Bible to manipulate it, to twist a few words around and change the whole meaning? And remember, during the time of Jesus, people were quite illiterate. The vast, vast majority could not read or write. So Jesus taught in parables, simple stories that people could remember and convey. But like your memory and mine, a year or two goes by, or even a week goes by, and wait, what was that again? How did he say that? And then finally it got put down on paper by those scholars who could convey the message, and then manipulated by King James and others along the way. So much was lost or removed. So the question always is, no matter what the religion or what the doctrine or what the belief is about anything, is it true? The elements of these things are true, perhaps, and the elements are not. So we are becoming more discerning, and these are some of the gifts that Creator is providing to you and have and will continue to, so we can become more intuitive, more discerning, being able to understand, is this true or not? In other words, do the gut check, as Debbie does. It just doesn't feel right. But when I read this, I understand that. That does feel right. So you're connecting to your heart. And one of the things the dark has done over the years, over a lifetime, is close access to our hearts, especially those who have gone deep into dark. You say, how can they do these heinous things and just lie to our face? And then steal our money and rape and pillage and do all the things they do. How can people do that? it just closed their heart off. So their access to their heart is not available. That's where your conscience comes from. That's where truth comes from. Then they can do heinous things, and so what? So what? So they seem to have no conscience, and that is because they have no access to their heart. So as you are grounding and opening your heart, I have access to it. You see why we do these things? That's a very critical part. And that's where truth comes from your heart. Now, we're not talking your physical heart, although we often might think it is, but your etheric heart. That's fine to think of it as your physical heart. It doesn't matter. But it's really your etheric heart that is speaking to you. Remember, the etheric is your truth, is light and love. The esoteric is the opposite, the dark. The dark like to control and manipulate. The light, the etheric, wants you to be free and reconnected to Creator. And it is on these calls that we do have that access to Creator. And once you have done that grounding exercise, that Creator's gift, as Creator emanates light, love, and healing, at any time you are now able to receive it. So that was a huge gift. And more keep coming. Those who stand in the way of darkness and the David against Goliath, so to speak, often get palmeted badly. Many of you have been there standing up for the truth in the light of the dragon, the dark dragon, the fire breather, so to speak, and you've been demolished in a courtroom setting or with whatever the situation may be, foreclosure and so forth. Or certain people along the way have done harm to you. But when you see a pattern of continual harm, then you have to realize, wherever I go, I seem to find harm. Well, there's a clue. That means that you are actually infested with darkness of some sort, precipitating a lot of these problems. So, what's the solution? Same thing we've been talking about. Do the cleanup. Once you're cleaned up, you'll find you'll have no more things attracted to you, or those problems just fade away. If they don't, it just means there's more gunk to be resolved within you. As we've discovered, doing the process will cleanse whatever is there at the time, but not to say there won't be another attack. So until all the external energies are put to rest, there's that possibility. That's why we do the follow-up for those who've done the processes. And further, as a gift from Creator, those who have joined the Elite Process have indeed opened the door for financial rewards as well. Not only healing at many levels, but Creator knowing that the whole system is so fraudulent and the folks who were, well, it would have been the defendants, let's say, in these claims, no longer are. And the Fed Reserve is no longer controlled by them, back to the Treasury. So therefore, all those claims have no one to pursue or no assets to pursue. So creator said, okay, I'll provide you a creator solution. Not dependent on anybody out there, because darkness is influencing them. That's why these things like the RV has not happened and so forth. So every time we move, take a step forward, there's another block put in front, another block and another block. That's darkness at work. Darkness is not dumb. Dark elements, there are different layers. There are some things that are pretty much robots, devices, machine-like things. But then there are intelligent groups, overlords, masterminds, and so on and so forth. There's a whole host of them that are very intelligent and but also very devious and are doing their very best. They're hiding in the background, and they have produced their minions to do the dirty work, and hopefully they never get found. Well, we find them. And it took years sometimes to get to the point where we can find them, and we are there now. And there may be more yet we need to find, but we will. We were talking about the purpose of the club. And we've evolved a good deal from our origins. And it came down to really two things that we are doing. We are providing truth in every aspect of life. And removing darkness, which affects every aspect of your life. Everything that is not working in your life is rooted in some elements of darkness. Now, nobody taught us this growing up. Nobody taught me or you. But it came to me. Apparently that's why I'm here. I've been given many gifts, as Lois has, as Debbie has, all of us, Rick. And you, each of you have gifts, and they're being expanded right now as we're talking. And fortunately, I had the ability to reconnect or connect to Creator and open up a channel into this dark infused paradigm. And as we peel away layer after layer, eventually all of us will be uplifted who are those who, well, let's say, have done the work and are of the light. And ideally, functioning from their hearts, they will be the ones who will be ascending to the new paradigm. Not all will make it. We see a lot of the neutrals right now who are kind of still following the rules from the dark ones that rule them. Haven't awakened enough yet to put an end to the nonsense. So some of them may be extracted. We'll see. Some ask, well, how do I get to be at the highest level of the light and function from my heart? Just keep removing the things that are keeping you from getting there. Dark elements. Doing the cleanup, and many of you on this call have. And then follow up if you're finding, gee, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that, this isn't working, that's not working, shoot us an email and we'll check it out for you and do what's needed. And as Lois has discovered here recently and continually, is, and I am too, as the light improves, our abilities improve right along with it. We're seeing things and can do things now that we couldn't do a week ago, a month ago, a year ago. They've been hidden from us by the darkness. But there is a point where there will be no more. We will have found the every last bit of the remnants of darkness, and this will end, as far as duality will end. So where will you be at that point, or how will you be helping that? By removing your gunk, you're helping all and those around you. Okay, you do have an impact, much more than you might realize. So if we're still blaming and pointing the finger at things, that just means we've got something in us yet that has not resolved. Each of you has been exposed to all kinds of harm and hurt continually. It seems like never ending sometimes. And that's true for Lois, it's true for me, it's true for you. Being at the center point of the removal of darkness, I've taken more abuse in my family, in my home. Someday I might share all that has happened here and continues to happen. And Lois has had her version of that. But that just comes with the territory. How about the founders of our country? I think there was a cakewalk going against King George and the power and might of his navy. And in fact, most of the founders wound up broke from the pillage of their lives in many cases and pledged their fortunes to bring this thing we call our Constitution, which has been bastardized ever since and attacked. But it's the first of its kind that ever had the phrase in it, the pursuit of freedom and happiness. Pursuit of happiness. That was a concept that nobody even thought of before this. What do you mean? I just want food from the clothes on my back and, you know, some shelter. That was about the height of what you could expect in jolly old England, huh? Or in many other countries, if you got that, you were about as well off as you could expect. Things have been very brutal. So the pursuit of happiness, ooh, that's a whole new concept. Now that's been, I say, bludgeoned from the time of our existence, over 200 years ago, till now. As I say, the courts aren't constitutional anymore, the governments aren't, they're corporatized, and so on and so forth. So, but that has ended in this country, the corporate government. Not that it's been announced, but we're still in martial law, as evidenced by the tribunals, which I like. They're very quick, efficient, three judges. Here's the evidence. What say you? You know, no long delays here. Here's the facts. Let's rule on it. Next. And get on with it. And that's what they had done. Crater had a more efficient method of resolving the dark ones. Whoosh, they're gone. So now we don't need to spend years and money and energy bringing these folks to justice, they just don't exist anymore. Let's just move on. Now, society hasn't quite been able to accept that, that they're not here, providing cover stories for each and every one. And it would be hard to explain, how did in a two-week period 70 million people just die? You know, Gitmo was full to the brim. Now suddenly, dead bodies everywhere. Oh, it must be COVID, right? No. That may be what they would say. But that was a wonderful gift. But we haven't come yet to appreciate that quite yet as a society, because we don't have a media that speaks truth or inquires. Even the alternate media hasn't awakened yet to this, which is quite surprising. You know, if you check the Federal Register, you find, there's no executive orders here. There's never been a new law passed in the last year plus under Biden. That's the first time in history. What's going on here? That might raise some questions, right? But someone will finally crack this thing open and reveal it in their way, and then the next and the next, and it'll come to the awareness. So if nobody's running our country, at least not in the White House and not the administration, who is? Well, of course, we know that will be Trump on the president level. And it begs the question, do we really need representative government? The only reason we ever had representative government 200 plus years ago, the only way to convey any message from, let's say, Georgia to D.C., was to have a representative on a horse to go there and tell the people what supposedly the people of Georgia want. Didn't even have telegraph at the time. No satellites, no cell phones, no television, no radio. None of that existed. Not even the telegraph. So representative government was pretty much a need. But is it today? With the quantum financial system and the quantum voting system, that is secure, meaning you can only vote once and only if you are legal to vote. It cannot be rigged. The only danger of everyone voting on every issue is who creates the issues to vote on. A pure democracy will ruin itself, because you can always vote for free stuff, and eventually you run out of free stuff. Somebody has to pay for it. So in a republic, there is an override factor. So that would need to be encompassed in this. But on the other hand, maybe we don't need government as we perceive it today. Why do we need to be governed at the national or the state level or city level, for that matter? And if there's no darkness, there's no harm. You don't need police. You don't need military. You don't need... You really don't need laws. So that will give you a glimpse of what our new paradigm will be like. Just people living in harmony. Kind of hard to fathom, isn't it? Well, we need more laws. We need tougher, more prisons, more... And that's, the mindset that that the dark is infused in us. And yes, and in that environment we have that was necessary. A huge chunk of our economy is based around protection. There's police, military, security systems, prisons, people to manage them, courts. But without darkness, you don't need any of that. And there's no shortages because you can manifest whatever you need. But in that interim space between here where we are and our light beings, there's going to be this interim space where we'll see how that shapes up. We'll have improved bodies, healed bodies. Financially, we'll be solid. It may seem like a fairy tale when we think about these things. Well, there's always going to be problems, there's always going to be, you know, and that's one mindset. And if you're lost in your own darkness, that's perhaps what you'll see. But as bad as it may seem right now, when the rest of the darkness lifts, it will be incredible. It'll lift from each individual as well as to everything. Take a few minutes here and just do kind of a reflection in a quiet mode. And just imagine, what is the new world as you would envision it? What would it look like without darkness? Just take a few minutes here and contemplate that. Okay. It'd be interesting to see what kind of visions each of you has come up with here for your future world, life. So let's go ahead and get into our Q&A mode here. And let's check in with Lois and see what did you feel during your session here as we were chatting? And what's your vision? Did you come up with one of the future?
Well, there were a few times during the call where I did feel a lot of warmth from what Creator was doing, and that lasted for a while, and then that slowly disappeared. And my vision for the future is one of peace and harmony, and you can still grow and explore new horizons. It would be wonderful to see not only people, but animals all live in peace and in harmony together.
Well, that's another interesting point. I've got a list of, gosh, it must be 20, 30 different, at least, different critters that exist on the planet today that were not creations in the original design, in other words, in Creator's design, but added by the dark. Things that are quite annoying in life. I'll give you an idea here. How about sharks? Or the man of war? Jellyfish? Skunks? Beavers? Knocking down trees here and clogging up our roadway or waterways? Wasps and hornets, the boring bees, flies, mosquitoes, termites, woodpeckers, ants, roaches, spiders, locusts, piranha, poisonous snakes, rats, ticks, gnats, bats, electric eels, scorpions, barnacles, fungus, lice, and harmful bacteria. All of those were creations are produced by darkness. Just think of how life would be so much better if those were all gone. Just that alone. And of course, the influence of them on humanity, of course, is huge. But just give you an idea how nasty, nasty is. All right, well, thank you. And I think Deb is here tonight. Deb, do you have any insights into what your world would look like or your experiences you'd like to share? And maybe she's not on our open line here, but at any rate, let's go ahead and star 6 in the 1 key. We'll get you in the queue if you have a comment, a question, and star 2 international folks. And we have a hand up here. Go ahead. I think this is Bonnie.
Yeah, it's me again. Wondering if I'm receiving today, since I wasn't yesterday, if my overload is over, or...
You are, yes. Sometimes we are processing so much, and we do a lot of things for you, and then if you're on a call with Creator, it can be just too much, and it would be detrimental to take on anything more during certain moments, or you have like a healing crisis, and that wouldn't be very helpful. So yes. You're back to receiving mode, and you did benefit from the call here tonight.
Okay, that's good. And my wish for the future would just be a peaceful life, helping others and enjoying the beauty of the earth.
Sounds like a winner. I like
it.
All right, thanks so much. And may you
May you.
All right. Next up here, we have Cheryl has joined us.
Hi, Tom, Lois, Creator, Debbie. Thank you so much. I felt my legs were really heavy for a little bit, like that. And I felt so peaceful. I think I might have even almost dozed there, but I just felt very, very peaceful throughout the call. And when asked to envision, I envisioned freedom and health and pain-free and being able to enjoy Earth, like Bonnie just said. And I imagine skipping down the ocean, down the beach, just free and running and playing and everybody laughing and joyous and freedom. And that just felt so amazing. It just felt beautiful.
Well, indeed, that was and always has been Creator's plan for us. But the dark have had other plans, haven't they? And, well, enough, they'll be gone. Okay, awesome, and appreciate you.
And mosquitoes gone would be amazing. We have very few summer months. We love being outdoors, and those nasty little critters just kind of ruin the evenings when you get outside.
Absolutely.
That would be wonderful to be rid of those, for sure.
And the flies, and the gnats, and the locusts. I mean, all of them, the whole list.
Yeah. Oh,
and
anything destructive would be.
Yeah, in the water, the jellyfish and the sharks and all the nasty things that are put there by dark to make our life even more miserable as they would like to see it. All right.
That would be amazing.
So,
Thank you again. And I'm sure I felt I was in a receiving mode, but hopefully I was. And I want to thank all.
Yeah, you were. And let's take a moment here and thank Creator for our wonderful blessings here tonight that were received by all present and all on the recording that will be listening to this. So take a quiet moment here and give your sincere gratitude and thanks. Okay, anything else from Cheryl?
No, that's good. Just want to thank you all, and may you all be blessed.
And thank you, and may you be blessed.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else have a comment, a thought? Star 6 and the 1 key, or Star 2 International. Any comments, questions, anything that's been spoken of here tonight that maybe you need an explanation on or thoughts on? Anything at all would be fine. And we do have a hand up here. I think we have Francis with us.
Yes, good evening, everybody. Good evening, Creator.
Good evening.
Hey, I was hit really hard with that dizziness today, faintness, and the call tonight, after the call, like right now, it's just gone. Just totally gone. Didn't know if I was going to make it or not. So thank you, Creator. Something did happen, and something did work tonight.
Well, excellent. Well, being grounded in your heart space and being in a receptive mode is very, very vital. And you have you've got yours locked in, and so you're in a good space for going forward here as well. So that will be a permanent part of your life now, being in a receptive and grounded mode. Wonderful. Well, thanks.
Should I send you an email to check out what I was hit with today or not?
Well, you said whatever was there has resolved, or what was
totally gone. Yeah, and I feel like a new person right now.
Okay.
Totally.
Well, there's not much to check out there. If you're in a good space, I mean, we'd love to hear any good news. If you'd like to share that, that's fine. But if things are healing, then apparently you've got some very positive results here tonight, and we're pleased.
I was laying down during the session. I was almost scared to get up, and I got up, couldn't believe it. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Tom, Doris, anybody else. Thank you, Creator. And may you all be blessed.
Absolutely, and may you be blessed. Well, that's always good to hear. We, in some cases, such as we heard from Bonnie, if you're really loaded and doing some heavy-duty processing, you can't take on any more, you know, at that moment. You know, a day later, 2 days later, no problem. And sometimes that is the case. Other times you're ready for a full cleansing, as we heard from Francis, and that's awesome. And sometimes it just is a gentle thing. We don't even realize it's happening, and then, you know, suddenly you realize, I don't have this anymore or that anymore. So those are the signs that we are making the progress. This has been an incredibly tough battle that we've been at for 6 years, but society for 13,000 years has been fighting the darkness. And Creator finally said enough, and I've been blessed by Lois and each of you in your own ways with gifts to bring this to an end. And we're very fortunate that we can do this. It has been a tough road for all of us. And we've had to be flexible and adapt. But that also put us on a new path, didn't it? This was never our original vision. It was all about the money back there in the beginning. And about, you know, freeing ourselves from the grip of the financial people. But then we found the whole world was corrupted by the darkness. So every aspect of life was fudged, even our religions. We thought, well, at least we can go there and get some peace, right? Well, you can. You'll be in a peaceful environment for a few minutes, an hour or two or whatever. But nothing changes. You might come away feeling good for a while, but then you get back into life and you say, all my problems are still here. And religions, remember, were not a creation by Jesus or by Buddha or Muhammad or Moses or anyone else. None came in to create a religion. A religion was a man-made contrivance trying to explain the unexplainable, taking lessons from each of these various folks and reinterpreting it into protocols, if you will, and influenced by the dark to control people. It's another tool to control people and give them the illusion that they'll just put up with the nonsense here and everything we find in the afterlife or something of that nature. Might be one of the beliefs that are bestowed. It's a way of pacifying people to make them think that things are changing and that they're actually communing with Creator. And it's a shocker to people to find out, I mean, all those prayers of my life, I was not communing with Creator. And that is true, until now. And soon everyone will be able to, but that's our mission, is to keep opening that channel wider and wider and allowing more light to come in and the lessons and the gifts that are coming in to our guests here tonight are evidence of that. But there will be a huge breakthrough here soon enough, and we'll see the collapse of all darkness. And wow, what a day that'll be. Or a week or a month, whatever it takes. It may not be all at once. It might be more of a gradual thing. It is a gradual thing now, but it'll be accelerating more and more until we finally uplift ourselves out of this paradigm into a new paradigm for those who have made that journey of seeking light. Not all are, and not all will make it. But it is our pursuit and our intent that we reach everyone we can, every way we can. All right. Anything else here? Star 6 in the one key or star 2 for international? And else we can wrap it up. All right. Lois, back to you. Final thoughts.
As a reminder to everyone, make sure to drink plenty of water, yet today, tomorrow, the next day. It will help you with everything your body is processing at this time.
Good advice. Absolutely. And if you haven't done the Creator's healing gift to get yourself permanently grounded, make sure you do it in a very quiet space where you're attentive and really involved in the process. Even though there's a lot of silence in there, there's a lot going on. But once you're there, you're there. And that's a wonderful, huge step for you. And this can be shared with anyone. Will they understand it or get it? Some will, some won't. Will they believe it? They don't have to believe it. Just do it with an open heart. And they will be blessed. Okay, thank you all, and may you be blessed. And once again, thanks to our wonderful Creator for the awesome gifts that have been bestowed to all who are present and listening. Good night, all.